You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dean Murphy, and we're going to be talking about the water fluoridation. And ladies and gentlemen, this is such an important issue. They're poisoning the American people. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you doubt what I'm saying, I suggest you go to the website of the scientists who work for the Environmental Protection Agency. They have a union. And, of course, when you work for government, you don't speak out. You don't ever tell the truth. You lie when you're told a lie. You do exactly what you're told to. And if you don't, why, you'll end up like Dr. William Marcus, work for the EPA, try to bring out the fact that water fluoridation actually led to cancer, and they fired him and made his life miserable. He had to fight them, mortgage his home to bring a lawsuit to get his job back. But that's a pretty good lesson to anybody who works for the EPA. Well, anyway, they have a union, and they have a website, and the union of the scientists who work for the EPA have a website to tell the American people they're poisoning you. And they've sent the information to all of the members of Congress, but there are people planted in the congressmen's offices to short-circuit so the congressmen don't get the information in most instances. It was sent to all the major newspapers, but the major newspapers are all in on the scam. But you can go there and you can check and see if this is true. The website is www.nteu280.org. Nteu280.org. Go there, read it, pull it down, copy it, duplicate it. If you don't have it, why, of course, you get anything from us, you can ask and we'll send you a free copy. This morning is Dean Murphy, and Dean was an orthodontist, and he's still practicing. I'm going to let him tell you how he became interested in the subject of water fluoridation, because certainly most dentists are prescribing fluoride tablets for their patients, just like when I practiced medicine, I used to prescribe fluoride, not realizing I was poisoning my patients. Go right ahead, Dean. Why don't you tell our listeners how you got involved and what you found in your studies?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Stan. I first got involved with studying fluoride mainly out of my conscience. I was being challenged by a few different patients, mothers, parents. They had heard that things were not as they appeared to be with fluoride, and I had been taught for years in dental school and even in orthodontic school that we almost can't get enough fluoride for the teeth to protect them from and harden the teeth is what the image was or the misconception was at the time. So I took it to heart and I started to investigate it, and I found just this gigantic, conflicting, confusing story behind fluoride. And I think what happened to me was that I didn't give up. I kept going back, not only in literature, but I kept going back into the science of fluoride itself to find out what it really was, because I was finding these two completely different philosophies and theories on fluoride. One was that it was a godsend, and it was the greatest thing to teeth since baked bread and milk. And the other side was that it was a poison, that it was a slowly accumulating poison when taken in small doses, and that the stuff never leaves, and that eventually it reaches a level where it starts to cause havoc in different organ systems in the body. And I got curious. I wanted to find out then if it was doing that, how come nobody is saying anything about it? And had there been studies that already were done, and we had just kind of brushed by them and looked by them, and that's where I started digging. So it led me to not only American literature, but I started looking in literature of other countries, and I kept going back. I kept going back to the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, and I took it all the way back to the late 1800s. And I spent about 15 years of research. And again, it was because it was the largest prescription that I was writing as a practitioner. And then I started to pay attention to the different marks that were on my the children's teeth, the patient's teeth, because I was seeing it every day. And I didn't even realize what I was seeing. We almost take it as a normal, what we're seeing in the mouth today. And and to really get back and look at what is normal and what is pathologic, or what are these signs that this stuff would be saying, and it's right in front of us, and yet we've kind of taken again the abnormal and said, well, it's on everybody, so it's normal, and it's not really how it's supposed to be, and that's how I got into it.
All right. Well, what did you find? What really is there anything? First of all, does fluoride, fluoride they put in the drinking water, does that really cut down on the cavities of children's teeth?
You know, the long-term study that came out of the first cities that were fluoridated, Newburgh, and I'm the other one skipping my mind here, but the control cities and the fluoridated cities, they found that there were no difference in cavities in long-term studies between a fluoridated city and a non-fluoridated city. And there's countless reports of cities like in North Carolina, it comes to my mind, where the fluoridation was not working properly. The equipment was not working properly. So for 2 years or so, the fluoridated water wasn't fluoridated. And they would look at and actually go back and study and do statistics with the dentists in that area, and found out there was no change in increasing of cavities from the time that it was fluoridated to the time that it was not fluoridated. So in every study that you look at long term, and there's some very big studies involving hundreds of thousands of people now, not only in this country but in other countries, that fluoridation doesn't work as far as reducing the cavities in children. I personally think it's because fluoride is so involved in other aspects of our diet and in our cosmetics like toothpaste and even in our food, that it can't be regulated. We can't say this person's getting fluoride and this person's not getting fluoride, because we are so exposed to it today that it's impossible to keep it out of the diet and out of the exposure of children. But
the problem is that fluoride's a poison. I mean, it's sprayed onto crops because it's a poison. It kills things. Certainly it's used as a rat poison. What does it do to the human being? I mean, after all, it works in the mouth by killing bacteria, and basically that's the reason they put it in toothpaste, is the fluoride there kills the bacteria. The bacteria what causes cavities. Cavities are not a mystery. They're the result of bacterial action. So you kill the bacteria when you put the fluoride in the toothpaste. But what happens when you eat it yourself and ingest it? If it'll kill the insect, what'll it do to people? Be right back.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Pastor Dean Murphy. We're talking about his book, The Devil's Poison. And basically, I was simply asking Dean, you know, since this is will kill bacteria in your mouth, certainly it's used as a rat poison. Fluoride is sprayed on so much of our food because it kills the insects and pesticides and things of that sort. So what does it do to the human being if you ingested it? And what about they'll say, well, gee, but there's just such a small amount in there. So what basically is the truth about fluoride as far as being a poison?
And its main lethal action is that it blocks cellular respiration. So it really blocks a cell's utilization of oxygen to produce energy. And that's what kills the bacteria. It also has a second effect, and that the fluoride, because it's missing an electron, and it is so reactive, I mean, it is the most electronegative element on the planet, that it grabs other alkaline minerals, essential minerals that we need, such as copper, magnesium, all the positive ions, and it binds those up, and it doesn't allow the body to use those. And we are so deficient in those areas in our diet today because of soil depletion. And the little that we are getting, the fluoride is binding up. And I'll throw iodine in that as well because it competes with iodine, so it has an effect on the thyroid gland. But that's really where the danger's coming from fluoride, is that it's choking off the cell's ability to use oxygen. And that's what, again, kills the bacteria. But long-term, it's going after the enzymes that need these traces of positive ions, they call them cofactors, in order for those enzymes to work. So it starts shutting down essential processes in different areas. And I started tracking where does fluoride accumulate. I mean, where in the body would it really have the most effect in different organ systems? And then is it... And I would say what enzyme systems would be related to that, and what kind of diseases can we attribute to it? And that's where I came up with the different thyroid problems and osteoporosis, and even high blood pressure and heart disease, and all the common things that we think of are just part of our natural aging process. Well, there's a biochemist, Dr. I'm going to mess his name up, Yukiyamas, who said that fluoride was the aging factor. I mean, it increases aging, which is really what free radicals do, is they increase aging. And that's just what fluoride is the most powerful elemental free radical there is. So people that are into antioxidants or taking even vitamins to help with antioxidants, they don't realize that they're consuming that with a glass of water with too much fluoride in it, and that fluoride is counteracting that antioxidant type of qualities that it has by taking another dose of a free radical. So the other thing, it's kind of ironic, is that we really spend all this money and all this effort and all this science into dumping fluoride in there for enamel on teeth, and out of all the hard structures in the body, enamel actually has the least amount of fluoride of any of them. Bones have more. Dentin has more, and cementum has more. And I'm talking 5 to 10 times the amount of enamel. So you can see that this stuff is accumulating in areas of the body that we target enamel, but it is so poor At getting there, for one thing, and the only reason we want it there is that when the bacteria attack the enamel and the enamel starts to dissolve, the fluoride leaches out and kills that bacteria. And I think if people understood that it's killing things by breaking the enzyme process, they'd say, well, what's it doing to my body? You know, what's it doing inside of me? And they would think twice about putting fluoride in the water. And the only other comment I have about that is fluoride in the water. People consume 1% or less of the total water supply of a municipality. And so we are fluoridating. We're dumping all this fluoride in Chicago. I calculate out to 8 tons a day we're throwing fluoride into the water system for a less than 1% consumption. And out of that, 0.2% are actually going to children and developing teeth. Because once the enamel is formed, it's worthless as far as, you know, steady science goes. It's amazing when you start to step back and look at the ridiculous science that went into this, or the what they sold to us as ridiculous science, and how it's taken now as a godsend.
Well, I remember talking to a fellow who came from one of these areas with heavily fluoridated water, and he said, you know, he'd never had a cavity all of his life. But, you know, I think that the reason for that is because they had calcium and a large amounts of calcium there along with the fluoride. It was the calcium that was strengthened to the teeth, not the fluoride. In fact,
right.
Doesn't fluoride actually make teeth more brittle?
Yeah, about half in a fluoridic tooth. It's even less than 50% strength of the enamel. And that's where it's an epidemic today. Seeing the population age and the wear that exists on teeth. Because the fluoride in the enamel also concentrates in different areas. It concentrates at the tips of the teeth and also at what we call the cervical margin down by the gum line. And those are the areas that the enamel is wearing off or breaking off. And so it's half, but you're absolutely right. It's the other minerals that are in the water, the boron, magnesium, the calcium, even the phosphorus, that gives that enamel strength and hardness. Fluoride disrupts that. It disrupts the laying down not only of the enamel, but also of the secondary mineralization that goes in the enamel. And that's where the strength comes from, those minerals that you talked about. And again, fluoride is not a mineral. We keep getting that sold down our throat that it's a mineral, but it's a halogen. It's not a mineral at all. So
I think that the major thing people have to understand, it affects the mind, it affects fertility, it decreases the sperm count in males by about 50%, and comparing communities where they fluoridate, where they don't fluoridate, and all of these things are known. I mean, it affects the bones, it increases the incidence of cancer, it attacks the thyroid, it certainly attacks the heart, it attacks the endocrine system. Girls certainly begin menstruating earlier. What we're doing, I mean, in the name of preventing dental cavities in children, which it doesn't do, we're poisoning the people and the public. I mean, this is the thing that really disturbs me. If the girls are starting their menarche earlier, going through puberty earlier, why certainly it is having a physiological effect on the very on the brain itself, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Embryologically, it has the answer. Teeth are derived from neuroectoderm. That's what they're derived from. If you really look at a tooth and what a tooth is, it's a calcified neuron. And what's beautiful about the tooth is that as it's being laid down, it leaves traces of what it was exposed to when it was being laid down. I always say it's like rings on a tree. When there's a heavy rain season, you see the growth bands are bigger, and when it's a drought, it's smaller. The enamel's the same if you look closely at it, and different archaeologists use that to be able to tell what the diets were of different past civilizations. Well, we can tell when fluoride was exposed in that child, and those different bands that are on there tell us that not only was it affecting teeth, but it was affecting the brain. So it was affecting the nervous system. And I recall just a pretty recent study out of China that a doctor, looked at aborted fetuses. They were looking at their teeth and finding the teeth that were in the fetus that had these little hypoplastic or hypofluorotic areas, they also looked at the brain and found that the brain, the neurons themselves, were shrunk. And they knew already that the IQ levels of people that were exposed to fluoride a little bit higher, 2 parts per million, 3 parts per million in the waters as opposed to normal, the IQ was going down 10% or more. But they also found that not only were the neurons beginning to shrink up, but also the function, the enzyme systems that were associated with the neurons was also being disturbed. So that's where they were saying that, hey, this is causing, you know, brain damage basically to these. You know, not only was it crossing the placenta, but that was the foundation of the whole thing, was that child never got a chance to develop normally because the brain was really affected by that, just like it was doing to teeth.
And the average American doesn't understand they're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. These studies are there. The EPA knows. They're trying to get the information out. But you're never going to hear that through the controlled media, because there is an agenda here. And, of course, one of the biggest things is it lowers fertility, and isn't that the real problem? If we just didn't have so many people around, why we would not have all the problems. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with the poison. They're putting it in the water. But not only that, but they're fumigating your wheat, and that gets into the flour. Toxic levels in the flour today. They know what they're doing. And we get fluoride from so many sources today, from the toothpaste, from our food, so it's sprayed onto so many of the crops. There's absolutely no justification for putting it in the water. That's simply you get to 1 part in a million in the water, maybe 2 parts per million. The FDA says it's okay to go up to 4 parts per million. It's no toxic. They even had a study recently, an independent scientific study, that said 4 parts per million is toxic. But that doesn't matter. A government isn't going to change because they have an agenda, and that is they're poisoning the American people. Now, basically, what's the difference between sodium fluoride and hydrofluosilicic acid, which is in what they use in most of the water fluoridation areas across America? We're talking 68% of the water is fluoridated, and of that 90% they use hydrofluosilicic acid. What's the difference between sodium fluoride and hydrofluosilicic acid?
And the biggest difference is the contaminants that are in there. Natural well water will have more of a calcium magnesium type of fluoride with it, and so that fluoride's already bound up to the different positive ions that are there. So our actual absorption is very small, less than 50% of natural well water that you take, and a lot of people don't understand that. So it's like, I always say, it's like drinking a rock. You know, it's going to kind of pass through. Some of it will be absorbed. Hydrofluoric acid, 100% is absorbed, and most of it will go through the mouth or even to the stomach. And people that take hydrofluoric acid in their water, they'll find micro lesions even in the stomach, so sort of small, almost ulcerative areas. They found that in animals. They found that in people. Where that hydrofluoric acid is a horrible biologic acid, and it burns through tissue like crazy. So it just burns right through there, and it allows then other, I'll call them toxins that are normally not absorbed, aluminum and cadmium and lead, to then get into the system. The salicylic acids are already contaminated with high amounts of lead and cadmium. Different amounts of chromium that are coming from these, I call them scrubber stacks from phosphate fertilizer plants, not only in this country, mostly in Florida, but also in China, that we're buying most of this stuff from. And so the combination, once it hits the hydrochloric acid of the stomach, it is turning again into hydrofluoric acid, which is causing these little micro burns in the stomach, and then it's allowing these other toxins to come right into the system. And there have been different studies. I'm thinking of Dartmouth that did a very big study on the amount of lead that was allowed into, you know, they were checking children from these different origins of fluoride that we're using for, and they're not regulated. They're not regulated by the EPA. That's one of the things that Dr. Hersey stood in front of Congress and was screaming about, is that we need to get some toxic studies done on this salicylic acid that we're putting in the water, because there are none. And most people even think that we're buying this stuff as chemical-grade type of products, and we're not. We're just buying it from these different corporations and aluminum companies and phosphate fertilizer companies.
Comes basically from the scrubber and the smokestacks, because the EPA won't allow it to be vetted in the atmosphere. So what they take it out of the smokestack and they put it in your water. Doesn't that make sense? We'll be right back. Give us a call. 877-254-7524.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake, or even sending a care package overseas, is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Network. Our guest this morning, of course, is Dean Murphy. He's orthodontist. He's written the book of The Devil's Poison. Dean, first of all, do you have a website? And then I want to tell our listeners how to get your book.
Yes, my website is The Devil's Poison at thedevilpoison.com. And you can purchase the book. I think it's, you can get it now through you, or you can get it at Trafford Publishing or even Amazon.com carries the book, so you can find it there. And again, it represents about 15 years of research. It was such a confusing subject that I had to compile it and make sense out of it, because a lot of people talk about fluoridation or different things, but they won't get down to the science as far as how it's doing this or how it's, know how it's affecting a person, and that's what I got into in the book.
All right, fine. And do you have a website at all?
Yeah, it's thedevilspoison.com.
thedevilspoison.com. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dean, he's certainly an expert on this field. He's studied for 15 years. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But why do all the dentists, or almost all the dentists, encourage the use of fluoride? And they give fluoride tablets, and they give the fluoride mouthwashes, and they tell people, how important fluoride is. And when, of course, they want to fluoridate the community, and people get up and oppose it, why, of course, the dentists are there saying how important it is. We have a caller, but why don't you answer that, then we'll get to the caller.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, hi. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I actually, I know that the main subject is the fluoride in the water, and I'm just wondering, because it kind of plays into the whole population control like you're talking about and things, but does it also go beyond this and get into our food system being such a giant mega corporation operated situation? I mean, there's people who are making money off of these chemicals and things beyond fluoride even. Genetically modified food, and I mean the Food Safety Act bill that just went through this week is basically going to legislate so that only these giant corporations can be spraying us with chemicals and poisoning us. So I want to know what can people do, you know?
Well, first of all, let's take the first issue that you certainly brought up about. What about, is there a profit motive? Is that partially why we have such a coordinated effort across America to convince people that this poison is good for us?
I think absolutely there's a profit part of it. I don't think it's the underlying main thrust behind it, but it's one of the steps in this ladder. Because you're taking, these, give me an idea, these phosphate fertilizer places, they would have these cesspools of fluoride and hydrofluoric salicylic acids in their, outside their plants. And the EPA had gotten on them back in the, I'll say the 50s and 60s, about you cannot keep this stuff here because nothing was living around it. It was just a giant toxic hazard. And so some genius said, hey, I read once an article where small traces of fluoride can help teeth. Let's see if we can sell this stuff back and put it in water. And that's, I think, the basic, I simplified it, but that's the basic concept of how this stuff started coming back. It took a liability and made it into a profit, a small profit, but a big profit. When you look at, everybody has to drink water, and by the time they got done fluoridating the country, which is over 50% of the water supply, now it's a profit, and they're making money on what would be a toxic product on us, and that's just
they
part
really
of it.
Are, and it's a criminal activity, but I think that there is also this population control element in this, because we know it lowers the sperm count, we know it lowers female fertility, and they simply think there are too many people in the world. Not only that, but the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox and all of these psychotropic medicines, the ones that work on your brain, it's fluoride, and they are poisoning the American people. Now, basically, does our caller have another question?
Yeah, you also hear a lot about on the side of this fluoride debate, which a lot of folks blow off. You hear that it was used in Nazi Germany as a mind control type of chemical. Is that true?
Dean, what are your thoughts on that?
I had actually, I found different reports of that coming back from the Russians, that I can tell, had first used it in circus animals, and they used it in bears and lions, and what it did is it passivated them. It just sat, they sat there, and I think it was from nerve damage or brain damage. And then they were using it against the Germans, and there's different men, you can read it, I have a chapter in the book on that topic. They were using it on German prisoners of war, and then the Germans turned around and used it on Russians. And I also, in a more later, I have spoken with a man who was in the Korean War that had high security clearance that said one of the biggest problems that captured, recaptured POWs from the Korean War, they were highly exposed to fluoride, and they were fluoridating the concentration camps so that these people wouldn't break out. They would just sit there. And it wasn't until Mullenix did her study in the 90s that we realized that it does affect the brain and a person's behavior and how they respond to different stimuli, and what the motivation is. And it's mostly because it attacks the hippocampus, and it reduces a person's will. They won't go through the rats won't go through the maze to get the food. They'll just sit there. And that's just what they had found back in Russia in the circus animals. So I do think there is, and I have found different reports about that, and they're in the book.
Right.
And I think this is so vitally important. And basically, we have some two DVDs put out by a good friend, Dr. David Kennedy. They're called Let the Truth Be Told, and on one of them, they're actually, he went to China, and he went to the schools where the children drank fluoridated water, where they didn't. All the difference in the world in the children, you know, in the communities where the children, you know, didn't drink the water, the kids were happy and laughing and playing, and the schools where they were getting their fluoride in the drinking water, the kids were sort of placid, you know, and just unresponsive.
Yeah, I saw that.
Rather frightening
that DVD.
It's
striking to see the, because he filmed the classes, and yeah, it's striking to see that.
So basically, we got a real problem. And do you have any other questions before we let you go?
No, I thank you for fielding a couple of questions for me. And what's a website that people can look at for to be able to find out more information about this? And also, what's a source of information where I actually just want to know how you can approach your city municipality. I guess I do have another question. How can you raise awareness and approach your municipalities? I live in Denver, and we have some of the cleanest water in the country, and they still over-chlorinate and fluoridate our water.
Way to get it out of your water, because it's going to have effects on your brain before long. Basically, Dean, how can if he were going to go before the city council, what would he take to them to try to convince them that this is true?
It's a good question, and I haven't got to that level yet. I would say the best thing is to educate yourself. And
hold the thought.
Educated.
We'll be right back in just a moment, and I'll answer
Thank you,
that
gentlemen.
When we get back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dean Murphy. And our caller had asked, what can you do as far as getting this information out? Well, I think the best thing is that website I gave you, the Scientists for the Environmental Protection Agency. And then you say, if this is true, why don't you hear it? Why? Because the media in America is largely controlled. There are people there who do not want this information out. It was sent to all the senators. Every congressman got it. But somebody working in their offices short-circuited it, and certainly the scientists working for the EPA trying to get the information out, realized that this information was not reaching the American people. I think if the people really realized, they would be up in arms, and they should be. They're poisoning intentionally our children, us. I mean, it's affecting one reason we have so much more heart disease here in America than comparable groups in England. That's because they're poisoning us. And where is the outcry? So is our caller still there, or has he left? I guess he's left. Did we have another caller? Yes, Don. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. They asked for a website. Certainly the devil's poison, Dean Murphy's website, but fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org. I recommend people go there, get the information at Dr. Paul Cotter's website. Do you know that one, Dean?
Yes, I do. It's very good. I've read it many times.
Okay. Any other websites that you could think of?
Not off the top of my head. Paul Connett's work is just, he's very good. Getting information out, and then different books. He just wrote a book too, and I don't agree with. He says it's mostly due to just ridiculous science and a comedy of errors. But I think there's an agenda behind this.
Well, I think there is too. Who do I have calling in?
Dr. Stan, I'm the caller that you thought you'd lost. I was still on, but I'm back.
Okay. Well, who is this?
It's Maureen.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you?
Colorado. Hi, I'm fine. I just cannot thank you enough, Dr. Murphy and Dr. Stan, for pursuing this very, very important topic. Appreciate the information so much, and it will certainly be taken to every dentist I know, which is several. My questions are, will there be a CD of this program be available later on?
I don't know. You'll have to check with the American Freedom Network on that, Maureen. I have interviewed Dr. Murphy on my other programs, and so my other interviews with him are available at Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. But this one, this specific program, you'd have to get it from the American Freedom Network.
But you do have them on interviews you have done with him. That's great.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And, well, I tell you, this has just been so informative. Now, my second question is, does a Berkey water filter remove the fluoride from the water?
Go ahead, Dean.
That one I don't know. You can contact the company, and they'll tell you whether it does or not. Very few filter systems do. A reverse osmosis will take out roughly 50%. So you really have to call the company, and they'll tell you whether it takes it out or not.
All right,
Maureen,
I'll do that.
The Berkey, you have to get the special fluoride filters. If you get have a big Berkey, you have to get the PF4 filters. If you have the Berkey lights, you get the PF2 filters, and those are available through the American Freedom Network. But you have to have a special fluoride filter, and it has to be replaced every 6 months.
Is that the black ones, or?
Hey, pardon?
Is that the black ones or the white ones?
Well, basically, the post filters are the one that goes underneath. But in other words, you have your regular filters in the Berkeys, and then you have your post filters, a secondary filter specifically designed to take out fluoride. It works very well if it's acidic water. If it's highly alkaline, it doesn't work as well.
All right. Well, thank you so very, very much. I appreciate all this information, and thank you so much for all the research and so forth that you've done, Dr. Murphy, and put it in form that we can use.
Yeah, you're
welcome. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Well, one other thing I want to get out to the listeners, and one thing that I found out the hard way, a lot of children are being exposed to fluoride that we don't know about through vitamins, both prenatal vitamins and children's vitamins. And I had a lot of those tested. But we're buying most of these vitamins from China. And I had my wife's prenatal vitamins checked, and it was over 200 to 220 parts per million of fluoride in those vitamins. When she would take
That is a toxic level.
It's toxic levels. And it's also in iron. Iron supplements are very high in fluoride unless they're specifically taken out. And it does cross the placenta and is getting into the infant's brains. And I think it's causing many defects that if you read the book, you can kind of put two and two together here. Both the heart and as well as the brain and behavior patterns. But I think it's coming from these great toxic levels from these prenatal vitamins that we're taking and iron supplements. If a mother's getting anemic, they'll take these iron supplements and end up with problems.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that they know what they're doing. The EPA scientists have tried to get this information out, but people are putting in charge of the EPA, whether the Democrats or Republicans are there, who are part of this agenda, and I believe there is an agenda. People say, oh, I don't believe in that sort of thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been studying this for 48 years, and I will tell you there's some really wicked and evil people out there who know, and most people don't. I mean, the average doctor and dentist, they have just never heard the other side, and that's why it's up to you with the listening audience to get the information, to find out if it's true. You can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. There's a letter there, one of our letters on fluoride, and it's excellent. In 1-8 pages, you'll learn everything you need to know about water fluoridation. Of course, if you want to get the graduate course, then you read Dean's book, because it's excellent. The Devil's Poison is the title. The Devil's Poison.
Also make a comment, if I can, about the agenda part of it. And it was something that opened up my eyes as far as, is this just chaos or is there an agenda to it? And that was, I had found out at the Library of Congress that one of the first places that was fluoridated was actually our military bases. I had found that out through this man called Philibrick, who was writing to congressmen, and congressmen writing back to him saying, why are military bases being fluoridated? And this was back in the 60s, so one of the before most of the cities were being fluoridated, and it just boggled my mind, because at that time, and it wasn't until the 90s that we started saying, oh, traces amount of fluoride in the water bathing the teeth will help it. Up until then, it was always as a development. So there were no children on military bases.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Have a wonderful Christmas. Talk to you next year. Bye-bye.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. And first, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dean Murphy. It's an excellent book. We do have, of course, the DVDs put out by our friend Dr. David Kennedy. Let the Truth Be Told. Let the Truth Be Told. And basically, you get one or both. Each one has four sections on it, each one 30 minutes in length, so that they can be put onto cable television. So they're, each one is 2 hours long with four subsections in it, and so either get one or both of them. And then, of course, we have the excellent book, The Fluoride Deception. We have a couple of four tape sets. But one of the best things that I have to offer is a talk we gave called The Hidden Agenda. And it's the story of water fluoridation. And there's a syllabus that goes with that where we've taken all sorts of abstracts from the journal Fluoride that they gave us permission to utilize that. We've included that in our syllabus, and we've got letters from the public health officers all throughout the world saying, why are you fluoridating your water? It's a poison. We're trying to get it out of our water. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, they are poisoning us. It has to do with fertility. It has to do with lowering intelligence, because they don't want smart people. That's why they put it in the water at the military bases. They want people who will be subservient. That's why they put it in the water at the concentration camps, certainly, and whether it would be the soldiers that we captured in Korea. They put it in the water there so they'd be placid. The Soviets did that in the Gulag Archipelago. The Nazis did it in the occupied areas, fluoridated the water. And this is well known, except by the American people. The people who know less about this are the American people. Why? Because the media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. And they're poisoning your mind, and they're poisoning your children. So basically, those are the items available from Radio Liberty, the talk on Hidden Agenda. The syllabus is a good place to start. And you, of course, that includes my newsletters. Don't have the money to go up on the Internet and just pull down my newsletter on water fluoridation and read it and certainly memorize it. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. Now we can get on, of course, into the criminal activity precipitated by the use of hydrofluosilicic acid. That's what they're putting in most of the water today because, of course, it pulls the leads out of the pipes, out of the water fixtures, and it dramatically increases the level of lead, especially in the brains of children. The work of Dr. Robin Masters, we do have that in separate syllabus available. But basically what happens is it increases the level of lead in the blood of children, and in blacks it goes up six times and is associated with criminal activity. And you can correlate the communities where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluosilicic acid and the criminal activity. And little wonder that in America today, one of every six young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. Incidentally, as far as the Hispanics, it goes up four times the level of lead in the blood that gets into the brain, creates criminal activity, rage, lead, encephalopathy. They know what they're doing. Fortunately, in the whites, it only doubles the level of lead. So we see very few. We see far more blacks in prison. They know what they're doing because there's an intense hatred of blacks by the people in charge. I mean, they're never going to admit that. But this is specifically aimed at the blacks. They did this study, 450,000 children. So they knew exactly what's going on. EPA did that, and the Environmental Protection Agency, the CDC, and the EPA did the study. It's all included in Dr. Robin Masters' work, and it's available from Radio Liberty. We won't talk to you before Christmas. These are terrible things, but the hope of the world is in the birth of Jesus Christ. But this is what the Christmas season is all about. I hope you have a personal relationship with our Lord. And so, until next week, we'll be back again. Right. May the Lord be with you.
Now, Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Worship and warfare,
Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is the Lion, KHNC 1360 AM.